Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is some big news that will affect people all across the country, and it's a Fox News alert. The President of the United States is getting in on the bathroom battle. He's now taking it to our public schools. President Obama expected to sign a new rule today that will require all public schools nationwide to allow transgender students to use the bathroom that they believe matches their gender identity. Now, this would affect elementary through college-age students. Schools that don't comply with the order could face federal lawsuits or even lose funding, and this is bringing up a real issue of states' rights versus the federal government as well.
Okay, now. That's an excerpt from a news segment on Fox News about Obama and the radical transgender agenda. What I mean is Obama and his radical agenda to use government power to force people to allow people who identify as the opposite gender from who they really are to go into the bathroom of the agenda they identify as opposed to the agenda they biologically are. Like, for instance, you know, as part of this whole transgender thing, men who identify as women right now, by government power, the government is forcing people to allow men who identify as women to go into the women's bathroom or vice versa. Now, so I'm going to be talking about that in this show. And also, I'm going to be talking about Donald Trump's hypocrisy here in terms of his fight against political correctness. Because what we see now is, you know, Donald Trump supporters praise Donald Trump for challenging political correctness. That's, you know, even though Donald Trump's not a conservative, even though he supports Planned Parenthood, he supports giving more government money to Planned Parenthood, their organization has been caught not only doing the abortions, but also doing the abortions in a way to be able to sell the baby parts of babies. You know, also there was among those videos from the Center for Medical Progress, a pro-life group, among those videos that the Center for Medical Progress, you know, brought out there, one of them is, you know, some of them involved, you know, the former employee of STEM Expressway, Holly O'Donnell said. And she was, and that, so, I mean, STEM Expressway was the business that Planned Parenthood did business with. STEM Expressway was the business that STEM Expressway was Planned Parenthood's business partner when it came vis-a-vis Planned Parenthood selling the baby parts. Planned Parenthood sold the baby parts of aborted babies to STEM Expressway. And so this former employee of STEM Expressway, Holly O'Donnell, who was involved in some of the transactions between STEM Expressway and Planned Parenthood, since she was then an employee of STEM Expressway, she was involved in some of the transactions between Planned Parenthood and STEM Expressway vis-a-vis the baby parts. And, you know, she one time, you know, saw, of course, you know, there was a baby boy one time who survived an abortion. I mean, he was supposed to be aborted, but sometimes, you know, the baby survived the abortion. And people like Barack Obama basically think, you know, it's okay to leave them out there to die. Because, you know, also, like three or four times, Barack Obama voted against the Born Alive and Protection Act when he was the Illinois senator. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Born Alive and Protection Act would not have in any way banned abortions or restricted abortions, but it would have, you know, said that babies who are born, even if they survive abortion, are to receive medical care, and that's the job of doctors to keep any baby who is born, even if that baby survives an abortion, alive. Barack Obama voted three or four times against it. He said, oh, it's going to go against Roe v. Wade. It's going to burn the woman's original choice to choose. I mean, this is an example of how evil I think the pro-choice mentality is, in a nutshell. Because the question of abortion, for instance, I'm going on a tangent, the rate of abortion, the central question is the fetus a human life? And if the answer is the fetus is not a human life, then the pro-choice position, the pro-choice slash pro-abort position would be, you know, correct. When I say pro-choice, I mean pro-abort, pro-choice, it's the same. Because since the fetus is even life, I think it's the same. You just like, for instance, if you're pro, if you're like pro-slavery, if you think slavery is a great thing, or whether you think slavery should be legal, I think both of those positions are pro-slavery. I think same thing with abortion as well. Barack Obama, one of the things he said it would burn the woman's original choice, would have burned the woman's original choice to abort if doctors were by law required to protect a baby who survived abortion. That's not a civil rights cause. But if you're, of course, a man and you identify as a woman, forcing businesses to allow you into the woman's bathroom is now a civil rights cause, according to Barack Obama and according to the progressive fascist left. I mean, that's basically, you know, in a nutshell here. Now, I'm going off on a tangent, of course. Now, bear in mind, even with Donald Trump, he wants to continue funding Planned Parenthood. He supports raising taxes. He supports big government. We're going to see more, you know. I mean, Donald Trump is going to do some more eminent domain for the Trump company. You know, Donald Trump, who has this tough rhetoric against illegal immigrants, has hired undocumented workers to work to build the Trump Tower. There's no doubt Donald Trump is a hypocrite. And all those all those libertarians out there who say, you know, I support Donald Trump because I'm so sick and tired of those SJW social justice warriors, you know, censoring people and stuff like that. I'm so sick and tired of political correctness censoring people. So I'm going to support Trump because he tells it as it is, and he's going to fight the authoritarians, and he champions free speech. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Donald Trump does not champion free speech. He is not a conservative. He's from the left, and he's only – and the reason why he's challenging political correctness is because it'll boost his ego. If he could inflate his ego through being the left of Bernie Sanders, he would inflate his ego through being the left of Bernie Sanders. Let's say, you know, when – Ted Cruz, back when Ted Cruz was still running in the GOP primaries, when Ted Cruz had an ad, and I supported Ted Cruz, so unfortunately for me and unfortunately for this country, Ted Cruz dropped out of the race. But when the Ted Cruz campaign played an ad, you know that showed Trump saying he's very pro-choice on abortion, and he even supports some partial birth abortion. He's even pro-choice on partial birth abortion. Because pro-choice and partial birth abortion, supporting partial birth abortion, is the same thing. It's like being pro-choice on slavery and supporting slavery is exactly the same thing. It's like being pro-choice on child abuse and supporting child abuse is the same thing. Or being pro-choice on stealing and supporting stealing is the same thing. Or being pro-choice on murder and supporting murder is the same thing. And speaking about being pro-choice on murder and supporting murder, that's exactly what partial birth abortion is, murder. Already with partial birth abortion, most of the baby is out of the womb except the head. But these pro-abort sickos think, oh, well, as long as the head is still in the birth canal, it's got to be like just a bundle of cells because the baby fairy is not done yet completing the transformation of the fetus from a bundle of cells to a human being. I mean, this is leftist thinking. It's so magical. They can magically transform from a man or woman just by identifying as such. It's literally, the left is literally, you know, like a game of make-believe. All the only difference between, you know, children playing a make-believe game and the left is the left wants to force it down the country. And the left will, and if you don't support it, leftists will go after you. They will issue lawsuits against you and try to arrest you and stuff like that. I mean, that's the bottom line here. I mean, this is why, you know, I think North Carolina, may Hashem God bless North Carolina. North Carolina is heroically standing up to the to this radical agenda. Because, I mean, like, North Carolina requires in public facilities for men and women to go into the restrooms of whatever gender they are biologically, as opposed to whatever gender they choose to identify as. Because, I mean, look, you can identify as a polar bear, doesn't make you a polar bear. You can identify as a train, doesn't make you a train. You can identify as a bus, doesn't make you a bus. I mean, it's really that simple. So, too, if you have XY chromosomes, and you identify as a woman doesn't make you a woman. Or if you have XX chromosomes and you identify as a man doesn't make you a man. It's so funny how these leftists claim that we conservative Republicans are anti-science. Specifically on the issue of global warming, you question global warming, and these leftists will be shouting denier at you. Never mind that the term denier is not even a scientific term. It has no place within science. In science, it's supposed to be skeptics. In science, it's supposed to be skeptics. It's supposed to question. Leftists love to come out with these random figures, whether it be like, some of them are misleading or whatnot, and leftists like to say, they repeat these random figures. Like they'll say, women get paid 77 cents for every dollar a man makes. Or they'll say, for instance, Planned Parenthood only does 3% of abortions. Okay, 3% of what? So it's just like saying, I only steal 3% of the time. Or they'll say, another example is they'll say 97% of scientists believe man-made global warming or man-made climate change should be accepted fact. It's the gospel of the 97% consensus. Never mind that there is no evidence of there being 97% of scientists who believe that. I mean, that's totally a random figure thrown out by leftists, but leaving that aside, I mean, science is about challenging consensuses. Because that's how science grows. You challenge consensuses. It's how the scientific process works. You make a theory. Let me rephrase it. Here's how the scientific process works. You make a hypothesis, and you make a prediction based on the hypothesis, and then you experiment with it. And you gotta make sure any other factors that could influence the results any other way, don't get mushed in there. So you gotta control your experiment. For instance, like if you say X is this, you gotta do a scientific experiment proving that X is this. But as I said, science grows through challenging scientific consensuses. This whole idea that because of the scientific consensus, you got to blindly believe in something else you're a denier is not scientific. That resembles religion more. And the left indeed is a religion. Global warming is a religion. They'll say that we're anti-science because you don't blindly support man-made global warming. What they say. We must hate the polar bears. We must hate the earth. We conservative Republicans are so evil. We hate these people. We hate those people. We have a war on women. We hate immigrants. We hate gay people. We hate the poor. We have a busy day. What can I say? We're too busy destroying the world from this and preventing this left-wing utopia from taking over and, genuinely destroying the world. So we're evil for that. But, okay. What I was saying about this is, the point is these leftists like to say that we're anti-science and we're science deniers because we dare to question the holy global warming religion. And yet, you see, here's this transgender issue is an example of the left being anti-science. It's a scientific fact that if you have XY chromosomes, you're a male, and if you have XX chromosomes, you're female. It's a scientific fact. It doesn't matter what you identify as. If you identify as a train, it doesn't make you a train. It doesn't matter what you identify as. That is objective reality. That's an objective scientific fact. I mean, for a minority of people, you can say you can say it's not clear whether they're male or female or so, like depending on whatever mutations happen in like the with the XY chromosome or whatnot, But I mean, for the vast majority of people, they're either male or female. As I said, if you have XY chromosomes, you're a male, period. If you have XX chromosomes, you're female, period. I mean, this idea of transgender comes from, the left likes to make mental illness seem like an ethnicity. Oh, it's the new black, it's the new this, it's the new that. Leftists accuse conservative Republicans of being racist towards African Americans. The left, they're the ones, left-wing Democrats are the ones who are racist, in addition to historically supporting slavery and historically, you know, enacting these Jim Crow laws and having, you know, like 78% of like, Planned Parenthood abortion clinics in black and minority communities and, you know, and all that other stuff. And this is the Democrats just, I don't know, completely destroying minority and particularly black communities and stuff like that. I mean, in addition to, well, I don't know all that. You know, I mean, leftists like to compare every cause they promote, every immoral thing they promote to the plight of African Americans, and particularly to the plight of African Americans during the Civil Rights era. For instance, if you are against gay marriage, leftists will compare that to supporting segregation. Even if you say, you know, I don't support, even if you were to say, or if you are to say, you know, I don't support gay marriage, but I do support like I do support having a gay civil union, leftists will say, oh, you're for separate but equal because you don't want to call it marriage, you know, and you know, as if it's the same thing as like, you know, whites and blacks sitting on separate buses or drinking from separate water fountains. I mean, leftists love to have, you know, it's really, I mean, left-wing, I mean, leftists really are, you know, self-projection. Much of what they accuse Republican conservatives of, they are themselves. And then whenever it comes to looking at Democrat history of supporting racism and slavery, then the Democrats and the leftists will say, oh, well, there was a party switch. Somehow the racist Democrats magically became Republicans, and the racist Republicans magically became Democrats. There was no mass party switch. That is a lie. Now, today I'm thinking of reading a Daily Wire article about like some of what this transgender policy is resulting in. Because, you know, of course, you know, I look online, I read a ridiculous Huffington Post article, you know, and the counter argument on the Huffington Post article to, you know, to the concern that, you know, that plenty of perverts would, of course, you know, like dress as women and claim to be women in order to be able to go to the women's bathroom, because that's literally the result of this transgender policy, this authoritarian fascistic decision by the Obama administration to force businesses and to force states to allow people to go into the bathroom whatever gender they identify as. But literally it's the result. You know, you could have perverts coming in saying, you know, I'm a woman, and then they have to let them into the women's bathroom. I'm going to read a Daily Wire article about that. And then the Huffington Post said, and the Huffington Post was, and the leftist Huffington Post, which is, you know, toilet paper and pretty much, the leftist Huffington Post basically, you know, said, well, it's like saying that it makes it easier to rape and stuff like that. No, it's not. Look, we acknowledge that, you know, rapists are evil people. We acknowledge that, you know, and nobody is saying that forcing people to only go into the bathroom whatever gender they truly are, as opposed to whatever gender they choose to identify as, nobody is saying that that's going to automatically, magically stop rape. Again, it's self-projection. We conservatives don't believe in magic. You leftists do. So, but let's go to Donald Trump here on what he says about putting Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill versus his contrast to him, to what he said about the transgender issue. Then I'll read you a Daily Wire article showing you some of the problems of letting people in the bathrooms of the gender they claim to be as opposed to the gender they truly are. Because this is really, you know, a way to force people, you know, states, I mean, because bear in mind, you know, even like, I mean, it's even being carried out in elementary schools, you know, in the name of inclusiveness, the name of, you know, in the name of supporting, in the name of catering to mental illness, because, I mean, transgenderism comes from a mental illness known as gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria is where you identify as a gender you're not, and you want people to and you want people to identify about the gender that you're not. And that's what gender dysphoria is. And rather than trying to cure it or treat it or, you know, or help people suffering from that mental illness live better lives or whatnot, we are catering to this illness and making it like, and we're basically saying, oh, it's a new black. We want to talk about, of course, you know, like leftists like to lecture everybody about being racist and say, oh, you don't know the black experience. They're the ones who are exploiting African Americans to support, basically, you know, to promote every repulsive cause out there. Right now, you know, claiming to be the opposite gender of what you really are is right now, and forcing businesses to allow, and forcing people, forcing states, and forcing businesses, you know, and forcing, you know, and stuff like that, forcing them to allow people into the bathroom, to allow people into the bathroom of the gender they identify as opposed to the gender they actually are, you know, forcing that is now, you know, imposing that is now compared to the civil rights struggle. The left compared to the civil rights struggle. So, and enough of that, I think I may be going, I may be a bit redundant in what I basically said. So I'm not, before I, you know, just repeat myself and stuff like that. Now I'm gonna read this article from the Daily Wire afterwards about like five times transgender men abuse women and children in the bathrooms. It's on the Daily Wire. It's by Amanda Prestigiacomo. It's by Amanda Presti. I'm having trouble pronouncing her name. This article is by Amanda Prestigiacomo. The article is by Amanda Prestigiacomo. And if you want to call in and give your thoughts on any of this, number to call in is, the guest call in number is 516-418-5774 or 877-497-9065 are the numbers to call. I'm going to read you this some Daily Wire article, but first I want to play you some clips. This is Donald Trump on having Harriet Tubman, you know, who heroically helped to free the African slaves, you know, who was, you know, a vital part of the Underground Railroad, which tried to end slavery and brought many slaves to freedom. This is what Donald Trump says about putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
Let me ask you about something in the news this morning. As you've seen, Harriet Tubman will now replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. You have so often during this campaign railed against political correctness. Do you see this as a move that is all about political correctness, or is this a move that is simply way overdue?
Well, Andrew Jackson had a great history, and I think it's very rough when you take somebody off the bill. Andrew Jackson had a history of tremendous success for the country, and as you know, they were going to do, you know, the $10 bill, and then all of a sudden the Broadway play Hamilton, or the Broadway play sort of saved that one. And I read it just this morning. It was going to
be
Hamilton.
Are you in favor of Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill?
I think Harriet Tubman is fantastic. I would love to leave Andrew Jackson and see if we can maybe come up with another denomination. Maybe we do the $2 bill or we do another bill. I don't like seeing it. Yes, I think it's pure political correctness. Been on the bill for many, many years and, you know, really represented somebody that really was very important to this country. I would love to see another denomination, and that could take place. I think it would be more appropriate.
Donald Trump, you know what else has happened for many, many years? Men being allowed to only go into men's bathrooms and women being only allowed to go into women's bathrooms. That's also been happening for many, many, many years. But somehow Trump is okay with, you know, imposing this agenda, shoving it down the country and imposing it on religious people. Let's take a watch here.
On Thursday, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said that transgender people should be allowed to use whatever bathroom they feel most comfortable with. Weighing in on a contentious issue by taking a stand many Republicans oppose, Trump told a town hall-style event hosted by NBC's Today Show at Rockefeller Center in Manhattan that when people go to the restroom, they should use the bathroom they feel is appropriate. Trump, the Republican presidential frontrunner, was responding to a question about a bill that North Carolina's governor signed into law last month. It bars individuals in the state from using public bathrooms that don't correspond to their biological sex.
Okay, so, by the way, the Huffington Post article that I mentioned earlier, you know, where they were acting like we were saying, oh, somehow, because we require, we're like saying we make it easier to rape if we allow people to go into the bathroom of the gender they claim to be as opposed to the gender they actually are, and stuff like that, you know. I mean, it's from this ridiculous article titled, "We Don't Need Separate Bathrooms for Men and Women." And they actually, you know, I mean, yes, we do need separate bathrooms for men and women. And to clarify something about the North Carolina law, you know, because also that, from that clip, you know, that I played, that I started off the show with, I believe I have a caller on the line, 424. Before I get to, but I just want to say this, and then I'm going to read this Daily Wire article. Now, it's, I mean, the North Carolina law actually says, you know, that you can have, they actually say, like one way to solve it also is, you know, is basically, you know, to have these, you know, individual bathrooms as opposed to public restrooms. You know, these individual bathrooms are like people go in one at a time and then lock the door when they're in and stuff like that, you know? I mean, so it's either that or if there's public restrooms, people have to go into the gender they actually are as opposed to the gender they claim to be. And so, but that's what the North Carolina law says. I mean, they're still allowed to have these individual bathrooms where you lock the door when you're in and stuff like that, and stuff like that. But as opposed to, you know, saying, you know, well, as opposed to like maybe trying to, I don't know, maybe sort of reach out, compromise in some public schools or not. No, Obama abuses his power to impose this radical agenda down the throats of, of the people. Now, I'm going to play you this. This funny argument on gay marriage is outdated. It's back in 2011. So the conservative guy says, you know, Obama opposes gay marriage, even though you know that's not true because he held them, because he painted the White House with the colors of gay flag. So I'm going to play you that, and I'm going to screen this caller.
Hi, I support gay marriage.
Oh, no. Why?
Because marrying whoever you want to is a...
Actually, screening the premium feature, so I'll let 424 on quickly. Okay, now, 424, you're on.
Yes, how's it going? No,
it's going well.
I'm glad you did this show today because I've been thinking of this same, the stuff you've been talking about. They're definitely forcing the bathroom laws down our throat because it has never been a problem for a transgender person to go in a woman's bathroom. Where do you think they go right now? Where did they go 5 years ago? They've already been in women's bathrooms. You rarely see them in a man's bathroom. So it wasn't like a discrimination against them, you know?
Well,
now it's by law.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, also, like, the thing is, I think if you read the North Carolina law, which I did read, you know, like these like individual bathrooms were like, you know, where you lock the door when you're in and stuff like that. And, you know, where you're like, you're in by yourself and you lock the door when you're in and stuff like that. Like those types of bathrooms, you know, I mean, they're still allowed to have those, you know, types of bathrooms as well. But yet, nevertheless, you know, that's not enough. They have to force, it's about forcing, you know, like people to, forcing everybody to go along with this delusion, forcing
the agenda,
people to,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Forcing people
because,
to just go along with it. And religious people, I think, are the ones being persecuted. But continue going on.
Yeah, that's why I was saying it's more of a power move because transgender people, without the law, have been using the women's bathroom. Like,
right, yeah.
It didn't take a law for them to use the women's bathroom. They've been doing it for a long time, actually. So it's more of a power move to force it down your throat. Because nobody really said they couldn't use the women's bathroom. They've been in the women's bathroom. You rarely see one in the men's bathroom.
Right, yeah. And I think, anyway, I'm going to read you this. All right. So I'm going to read you this article that said I was going to read it. Actually, you know, bring some examples, of course, for instance, of like some of these crazed perverts, you know, like literally filming women who are in the bathroom. But, oh, you know, somehow, you know, the leftist agenda is now all more important than that. It's so holy.
Yeah.
I mean, right, yeah.
Yeah, they're forcing it down our throats. They keep forcing it down our throats. They want us to be delusional. Like, I mean, it's a difference between a man and a woman. I mean, period.
Yeah, there is.
That's life. I mean, but when it's convenient for it to be the difference between a man and a woman, they'll push it when it's convenient. Like, I don't see women out here talking about they want to be on the front line because too many men died in war. I mean, I don't see the feminist agenda pushing that. Like, oh, put us to the front line of war. We want to be equal. Let us fight.
I mean,
when it's convenient, it's okay to be a woman. And it's okay to have gender roles.
Oh, not only that, but, like, you know, many of the radical feminists say, for instance, all men are rapists. But let's let the men who identify as women in the women's bathroom. I mean, that's so, you know, this is so ridiculous. This is like the ridiculous logic. But
yeah, and yeah, you're right. A lot of them cross, like, all men are rapists because it's actually a blog talk show that it was women on there expressing that view, basically saying all men are rapists the way they were talking. And then I called in and I tried to clarify that all men are not rapists. And they're like, oh, we know that. And they actually just hung up on me, but we're not talking about that right now. They hung up on me. I'm like, okay, like, you just want to ignore that?
Yeah, I mean, so, because, I mean, yeah, all men are racist, but let them in the women's bathroom if they claim to be women. As I said before, it's totally ridiculous. And then the Huffington Post article is saying, well, like, you're saying that, like, somehow you think allowing these men who claim to be women to be into the women's bathroom is somehow makes it easier for rape to happen or so. I mean, it's like, just totally ridiculous. And this, from this ridiculous Huffington Post article, we don't need separate bathrooms for men and women. As I said, we do. I mean, we definitely, for public restrooms, we do need separate bathrooms for men and women. I mean, men and women we're different biologically. We're different. And I think forcing men and women who don't know each other to see each other naked, I think, is morally depraved and stuff like that. If a private business wants to do something, you know, wants to do whatever, well, it's their business, but I'm not going to go into any of these bathrooms where people change, where men and women, making men and women change with each other. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and if we're not different biologically, why does the man bathroom have urinals? What, we want to remove
exactly.
the urinals now? I mean, because for a reason.
Exactly. Because, I mean, the fact is we have, we men have, penises and women don't. But I mean, as I said, if you have XY chromosomes, you're a man. If you have XX chromosomes, you're a woman. Now, the people who push this transgender agenda, saying you can identify as whatever gender you want and you are that gender and people have to accept it, they're the same people claiming to be pro-science. They'll call you a denier if you question global warming. Yet if you don't blindly, and yet they're the ones who are denying science. They're the ones who are denying that having an XY chromosome makes you male, having an XX chromosome makes you female. They're the ones denying science. It's self-projection.
Yeah, I mean, it's just impossible. It's like me showing you a blue piece of paper and I say it's red. And if you don't say it's red, you don't agree with me. You're crazy. Because I said paper is red. You have to say, yeah, that's red because you said it.
It's not that they'll call you crazy. They'll call you a bigot or a racist. And they'll have lawsuits after you and stuff. It's worse than that.
Oh, yeah, they're calling you that, but then they're trying to normalize it where 50 years from now you're going to be crazy if you don't go along with it. You're going to be more than just a bigot because the kids growing up are going to believe it. So if you don't believe it, like, for the next generation, then it's like, oh, this guy's crazy. What's wrong with him? He's not with the program.
Yeah, you know, it's exactly. I mean, this is, you know, like, I think like a fascistic agenda from the left, I think, imposing its will on the people. They'll, of course, try to, like, liberally use the Constitution, like, say, equal protection and stuff like that. You know, the most important amendments of the Constitution are the First and Second Amendments. The First Amendment, which allows for freedom of religion, the Second Amendment, which of course, you know, allows for having guns to be able to, among other things, like defend yourself and whatnot, or to fight for, or to fight against tyranny if ever it's to happen. But I mean, also, like, you know, like the left likes racial restrictions stay in one direction. Basically, where religious people can't publicly express their religion, but they can impose a state down religious institutions.
Yes. That's crazy. And one more thing I had to talk about is the guy Trump. I mean, this is how we know American people are so naive at times. They get fed by the media because Trump, 2 years ago, a red-blooded Republican or conservative or Tea Partier, I mean, they wouldn't even consider Trump because Trump is so much of a hypocrite. 2 years ago, you asked him, oh, you want Donald Trump to be your president? They will strongly oppose it. But Donald Trump comes out and say a few things that people agree with,
yeah.
And now people support him. I mean, to the fullest extent, like he's beyond, you know, criticism. I don't understand that. Like, are you that naive to not know 2 years ago this guy? I mean, just 2 years ago, he wouldn't be considered, you know, a real conservative or anything.
Well,
like, he'll
yeah,
be considered
yeah.
as a corporate greed guy, and the Tea Partier wouldn't even consider him as president. But he comes out and just says a few things we agree with. Next, you know, he's the great guy. I mean,
well, yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
easily fooled.
Well, it's not that. I mean, I don't think conservatives enthusiastically support him. I think there's Donald Trump is appealing to a certain base, no doubt. And I do concede that much of that anger, likely the situation of the border or political correctness, is legit. But I do think his fight against political correctness is hypocritical. He's going to make a bigger deal about having Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill than he is about, like, this in terms of his fight against political correctness. I think he's very much choosing the wrong battles, in my view. So it's sort of appealing to, like, a legit anger, but also with the alt-right, I think some of it does cross into racism. The alt-right basically is, you know, just your conservative values down. It's all about, you know, like whiteness is the most important thing, and anybody who disagrees right now is now a conservative point to them. It's like, just insane.
But see, that's the – if you – you know, look in the past, that's the history of a lot of Republicans that'll fight something but won't fight the next, because Obama had this fake story about killing Osama bin Laden and was made out a hero, and you barely had any Republicans challenging that account because it wasn't politically correct to challenge that account because it pushed on the American agenda. I mean, you barely had them challenge that weird fake story. Like, nobody wanted to say nothing about it. It was just like,
well,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, they brag, of course, so he killed bin Laden, supposedly. I mean, well, very much, I think, with the same policies from Bush in Afghanistan. Anything bad that happens, blame Bush. Anything good that happens, you got to give the president credit. It was largely, I think, of the Bush pause in Afghanistan where like, the U.S. Navy SEALs were able to find bin Laden. But leaving that aside, I mean, yes, he killed bin Laden, but he did not defeat radical Islam. Radical Islam has grown stronger under Obama. Look at ISIS right now going on a rampage, killing people and whatnot, and they feel more emboldened by our weakness. I mean, look at, like, you know, like in Libya and Syria, we have empowered these radical Muslims. The one time Obama intervenes more when it benefits the Muslim Brotherhood than when it actually benefits U.S. allies. You look at, like, how Obama's more in bed with Turkey than he is with Israel. And while Turkey, you know, is looking the other way, allowing these ISIS guys to come into Turkey while they're coming to cross the way to Syria to Turkey. I mean, Erdogan is not at all, you know, a reliable ally, and has been, I think, in cahoots with ISIS. Yet somehow, of course, you know, Obama is kissing up to Turkey more, and he bullied Israel to apologize for IDF soldiers dared to defend themselves on that flotilla against people who were already, you know, attacking them. When that flotilla back in 2010 was sent by the AHH, which close ties to radical Islam, I mean. Bin Laden was under his watch, yes, but radical Islam was emboldened. So the killing of bin Laden turns out to not be worth it overall when you take a look at the costs and benefits. It's like you have a scale of, like, benefit to radical Islam and cost of radical Islam. Sure, the killing of bin Laden is a cost for radical Islam. Look at the benefits. The benefits outweigh the costs under Obama.
Yeah. But nobody really likes to talk about that. That's the problem. Like, they pick and choose the battle. Like, nobody wants to talk about that. Because it's, I mean, honestly, a lot of them, it's like a WWE wrestling match a lot of times. A lot of times, red versus blue, and they go against each other for the public, the media's eyes, and everybody thinks, okay, they're strongly opposed. Then next thing you know, they're pushing the same agenda when the next one comes. So it's like, it's a thin line sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that said, it was, I think, the Bush policy in Afghanistan.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, so it's just like kind of like even Obama, like, he fooled people, like, that he basically, during his campaign, he was saying, like, he was stopping war, period. Like, you know, and for the people that was against war,
yeah,
that voted for him,
Libya.
I mean, he actually fooled them because he just continued and made it even worse. So it's like,
he sent us into war with Libya. I mean, and the difference is, while we're like, you know, giving billions of dollars over to Iran, which actually wants to destroy us, where they chant death to America and death to Israel, and just so for people know, it's not just an Israel problem, because Iran considers all the small plane in America the great Satan. The Iranian regime wants the destruction of America, Israel, and the West, period. It's a fanatical regime, a chief sponsor of terrorism, developing nuclear weapons for their evil goals and for this jihad that they're in the forefront and launching. I guess caller 424 dropped. But to finish my thought, what I was saying is, you know, Barack Obama sends billions of dollars over to Iran, and right now we're lifting the sanctions on Iran while we at most get a limited look at Iran's nuclear weapons program. But what I was going to say, you know, with Libya, you know, I mean, Gaddafi was, yes, a terrorist threat in the 1980s under Reagan, but Gaddafi was no longer a terrorist threat in 2011. When Barack Obama went to war with Libya and Gaddafi. Gaddafi was the dictator of Libya. I mean, Gaddafi was no longer a threat. I mean, yes, Gaddafi was a brutal dictator who was killing his people. I mean, yes, that's true. But Gaddafi was not a threat to the United States. Overall, Gaddafi was cooperating with the international community vis-a-vis the nuclear weapons program. And he was also, you know, cooperating with us against in the war against radical Islamic terrorism as well. So Gaddafi was a real dictator, but he was not a threat to the U.S. Under Obama, we go to war with Gaddafi's Libya, and yet we appease Iran, which truly is a threat. Now, the argument for the war in Libya then was, oh, Gaddafi was killing his people. It's the regime in Iran not killing their people. I mean, you look at, like, the fact that Iran, while Obama, that narcissist, you know, decorates the White House with the colors of the gay flag in order to give conservatives, particularly religious and social conservatives, the raspberry by saying na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na, and to appeal to his far-left-wing base, you know, even though the Supreme Court was totally out of line in making that decision, because, I mean, first of all, the Supreme Court is supposed to enforce the law. It's supposed to interpret the Constitution and enforce the law, not make the law. That was total judicial activism. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that men have a right to marry men and women have a right to marry women. Now, as of now, I'm religiously and morally opposed to gay marriage. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman, but I do think the government should get out of marriage and leave to the religious institutions. And if some of the more religious institutions want to, quote-unquote, marry, like, two men and two women, you know, I mean, I'm like, you know, let them call it marriage. I'm not going to call it marriage. But you see how, like, with the war and stuff like that, you see how Obama got us into war with Libya, even though Gaddafi posed no threat, and yet we're appeasing Iran. I mean, that's the point I want to hammer in there. But now I want to go to this article on the Daily Wire. It's five times transgender men abuse women and children in bathrooms. The article is by Amanda
Prestigiacomo. I'm having trouble pronouncing the last name. The article is by Amanda Prestigiacomo. And now the article says, quote, the leftists push to force both private and public entities to open their bathrooms and locker rooms, and gender identity are recently explored in the media. The governor of North Carolina's decision to reject such an ordinance by signing HB2 into law has taken over the spotlight. And I want to read you something from the HB2 law, like specifically when I was, referencing, when talking with that 424 caller. I want to read you an excerpt of that law to show you how it's like, regardless of where you stand, I still think that catering to transgenderism is catering to delusion. I mean, as I said, you have XY, you're a man, you have XX, you're a female, case closed. But also, even if you happen to disagree, I want to, read you an excerpt of the law. So this is 115C to 21.2, single-sex multiple occupancy bathroom and shading facilities. Definitions. The following definitions apply in this section. 1. Biological sex, the physical condition of being male or female, which is stated on a person's birth certificate. Multiple occupancy bathroom and changing facilities, a facility designed or designated to be used by more than one person at a time, where students may be in various states of undress in the presence of other persons. Multiple occupancy bathroom or changing facility may include, but it's not limited to, a school restroom, locker room, changing room, or shower room. Okay, now single occupancy bathroom or changing facilities, which is what I was, mentioning. Now, a facility designed or designated to be used by only one person at a time, where students may be in various stages of undress, a single occupancy bathroom or training facility may include, but is not limited to, a single stall restroom designated as a unisex for use based on biological sex. Single-sex multiple occupancy bathroom and changing facilities. Local boards of education shall require every multiple occupancy bathroom or changing facility that is designated for student use to be designated for and used only by students based on their biological sex. So this, of course, and then it says, accommodations permitted. I think I'll read you this part. Nothing in this section shall prohibit local boards of education from providing accommodations such as single occupancy bathrooms or changing facilities or controlled use of faculty facilities upon a request due to special circumstances, but in no event shall that accommodation result in the local boards of education allowing a student to use a multiple occupancy bathroom or changing facility designed under subsection B of this section for sex other than the student's biological sex. Okay, so it's saying, a single occupancy bathroom or training facility, is, one that's only used by one person, a room where, you lock the door and then change or go to the bathroom there or whatnot, is what it's saying, They don't even have to. Those can be even be designated, unisex. They don't have to be designated a men's bathroom or a women's bathroom. Now the issue, of course, is in public restrooms. That is, what the law calls, single-sex, not multiple occupancy bathrooms and changing facilities, because multiple meaning, more than one. Those ones are, people, the law in North Carolina says that people from their biological sex can only go into the bathroom of their biological sex, not the gender they claim to be. Now, I just wanted to, to that clarification, because I remember seeing, in that Fox News clip from the beginning, it goes on later where I think a Democrat strategist says, we have bigger fishes to fry. I wish Obama wasn't so focused on the bathroom thing, but he didn't have a choice because it was discrimination. It wasn't discrimination. Again, the Citizens of the New Black, I think, is insulting, African-Americans.
This is. I mean, it has nothing to do with discrimination. Nothing. But I mean, yeah. I mean, there are bigger fishes to fry. It is like Obama wanting to force his this progressive fascist agenda down the throats of the country, even down the throats of religious people or moral people who disagree. But I want to read you this. Read your excerpts of this article. Now, here's one example. A Seattle man citing transgender bathroom laws was able to gain access to a women's locker room at a public recreational center while little girls were changing for swim practice. In February, the Daily Wire reported that a Seattle man who walked into the women's locker room on two occasions and began undressing cited the new state rule that allows people to choose a bathroom based on gender identity. You know those laws the ingenuous left has been pushing because of inclusiveness. It was a busy time at Evans Pool around 5:30 p.m. Monday, February 8th, reports King 5 News. The pool was open for lap swim. According to Seattle Parks and Recreation, a man wearing board shorts entered the women's locker room and took off his shirt. Women alerted staff, who told the man to leave. They said, "The law has changed, and I have a right to be here." So, in other words, you know, end quote for what the article says and end quote for what this perverted guy says. In other words, you know, this guy comes into the bathroom, the present little girl takes off his shirt, and he says, "The law changed, I have a right to be here." Because literally, all you have to do is say, you know, even if you come in as a male, all you have to say is, you know, "I identify as a female," and boom, they let you in. The article continues, subsequent to this new rule, no one called the police on this man who reportedly came back a second time when their girls were getting into their swimsuits for swim practice. I mean, this is just totally disgusting. This is just totally, totally disgusting. This is exactly what the left wants to promote. This is what the left is calling the new black. So leftists are the racist ones here. A Toronto man claiming to be transgender was arrested and sentenced to jail for sexually assaulting several women in a women's shelter after he gained access to the shelter and its shower facilities, as Jessica. As LifeSite notes, here's number two. And I was continuing to read the article. As LifeSite notes, a biological man claiming to be transgender so as to gain access to and prey on women at two Toronto shelters was jailed indefinitely in early March. Christopher Hambrook, 37, using the name Jessica, was able to gain access to the Toronto women's shelters. Her tights had been pulled down past her bottom and her bathing suit had been pulled up to the side. We read the court documents of one of the incidents. She yelled at the accused, the man didn't know what he was doing. He simply covered his face with his hands, said, "Oops," and started giggling. Per LifeSite, court also had evidence of Hambrook terrorizing a deaf woman living in the shelter. The accused grabbed the complaint's hand and forcibly placed it on his crotch area while his penis was erect, court heard. The same gentleman reported that Hambrook would peer at her through a gap between the door and its frame while she showered. Okay, so second example. This is exactly what Obama wants to force down the throats of everybody. This is what the left wants to force down the throats of everybody. And so you know, because as I said, I mean, all they have to do is say, "I'm a woman," and boom, they can be led in the women's bathroom. And if they're not led in the women's bathroom, then the federal government's going to come and issue a lawsuit against them, and they're going to have, So I mean, all they have to do is claim, "I'm a woman," and if they don't allow them into the women's bathroom, then the federal government can issue a lawsuit against them and say, "Oh, they're bigoted," and stuff like that, and just, you know. And all in the name of civil rights, all in the name of inclusiveness, all in the name of tolerance. But it is not tolerance because the left is not tolerant of other people's viewpoint. Why is it that transgender people, why is it that carrying to this disease of gender dysphoria comes before the well-being of everybody else? I mean, why? It's funny how these leftists claim to be great feminists. We conservative Republicans have a war on women because we don't like when women kill their babies in utero for any reason whatsoever. But yet, you see that leftists are the ones who want to allow these perverts into the women's bathroom as long as they say that they're women. Because if you don't cater to them, you're a bigot, and you're a transphobe, and you're an LGBT phobe, or whatever they call you. And you have the federal government issuing lawsuits against you. And you're going to have a career destroyed. And you're going to be fined. I mean, this is progressive fascism in a nutshell. This is progressive fascism. Third example. A Virginia man was caught and arrested for peeping on and filming two women and a five-year-old child in a woman's restroom after receiving entry by dressing in drag. Richard Rodriguez, 30, filmed a woman in a bathroom stall at the Ponto Macmillan Mall, Prince William County Police said, reported NBC Washington. His victim was a 35-year-old woman who was in a bathroom stall when she saw a bag move toward her under the stall divider. According to police, Rodriguez had been filming her. Apparently, when the victim rushed to the stall to confront the man, he had already moved to another woman and just went all over. The victim alerted the woman and then contacted the mall security of the shopping center on 2700 block of Potomac Mill Circle in Woodbridge, Virginia, noted NBC Washington. Reports suspect that this was not Rodriguez's first time peeping on women by dressing himself up as a woman to enter a restroom. Observing Lee, he likely spied on a 53-year-old woman in May of 2015, a 35-year-old, and her 5-year-old daughter back in October. Rodriguez of Fredericksburg was charged with 3 counts of unlawful filming of a non-consenting person and 3 counts of peeping, reported NBC Washington. The men are also bigots, is what the left says. A Los Angeles man dressed in drags entered a Macy's department store after a videotaped woman under bathroom stalls. As the Daily Wire reported, in late March, charges were filed against Jason Palmer, 33, for allegedly disguising himself as a woman, sneaking into the women's restroom at a Macy's department store, and secretly videotaping hours of footage of women in bathroom stalls. Palmer reportedly disguised himself with a wig and fake breasts. He kept his video camera with him in a small purse. The suspect was charged Tuesday with 6 counts of unlawful use of a concealed camera for purposes of sexual gratification. After his arrest, investigators said a video camera found in his pad hours of video of women using the restroom inside the store, reports NBC 4 News. And then another one, 2 male students were caught at the University of Toronto exploiting gender-neutral facilities to peep on women in the shower with their cell phone cameras. At the Daily Wire's Pardes Sala reported in October, the University of Toronto had to change their gender-neutral bathrooms back to bathrooms separated based on biology after 2 separate incidents of voyeurism were reported on campus. September 15 and 19, male students within the university's Whitney Hall student residents were caught holding their cell phones over female students' shower stalls and filming them as they showered. So this, you know, idea that there needs to be gender-neutral bathrooms, the University of Toronto had to go back to having separate bathrooms between men and women precisely because of these male students who were, you know, filming women in the bathroom. I mean, but this is the type of perversion going to come about as a result of leftists. Now, because if you see a guy saying, "I'm a woman," and you get told you got to let him in the woman's bathroom, I mean, how are we supposed to know that he's not going to be a pervert? Right? He's not going to do stuff like this. Because we don't read people's minds. I mean, the fact is, as I said, regardless, if you have XY chromosomes, you're a male. If you have XX chromosomes, you're female. I mean, that's the bottom line from this. The fact that Trump lost the fight against having Harriet Tubman in the $20 bill more than he cares about this issue really is an example of Trump's hypocrisy. He gets praised for fighting political correctness, and yet he's choosing the wrong battles. He's not a conservative. He's a narcissist, and he's choosing the wrong battles. With that, and we see that the alt-right doesn't care about this either. With the alt-right, it's all about, you know, he's appealing to his alt-right base when he says, oh, it's pure political correctness having Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill. You know, because they have like an obsession with whiteness and stuff like that. That's what he's appealing to more. And I want to conclude the show with this food for thought, and now we're out.